chime in. So, Chris, would you go ahead and call the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you will join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I know you all stood up, so you can sit down now.
I was looking at Enrique's flag at Creekside there. So.
Oh, good. Okay, so we do need to amend the agenda. If you would do that now, it just changes item number six, public hearing, that it is changing it from 6 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Mayor, Bill G. Gray, if, with your permission.
Yes.
Just a note, all you're doing is approving the posted amended agenda. You're not actually amending it in the meeting. I just make clear of that.
Yes, thank you.
So, I'm sorry. Are we just soliciting a motion to approve the posted agenda?
Yeah, this is Bill Gigray. When an agenda has been amended and posted less than 48 hours before the meeting, you need to, well, or when it's amended, you have to approve the amended agenda.
Okay, so I'm assuming that the answer to my question then is yes, and therefore I move we approve the posted agenda.
I second that.
The motion is made and seconded to approve the corrected published agenda. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. First item then is the consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments on any of that?
If there's nothing, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. The next item is a public hearing, was listed as a public hearing. Due to the governor's open meeting law proclamation order of March 13, 2020, and Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Director Dave Jepson's order to self-isolate, dated March 25, 2020, and the uncertainty that the applicant and affected property owners will have an adequate opportunity to provide their comments at this previously set and noticed public hearing. Staff requests this item to be tabled, rescheduled, and renoticed at such time as established by the Planning and Zoning Director and the Mayor. And so if we could just have a motion to table this item.
Sure. Just a reminder, please mute your lines if you're not talking. I move we table case number 1910AN, 1901PUD, and 1906F and the development agreement for Spring Rock Subdivision until such time as established by the planning and zoning director and the mayor.
I second.
All right, the motion is made and seconded to table item 19-10AN, 1901PUD, 1906-S, and development agreement for Spring Rock Subdivision. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 And any opposed? And that motion carries. The last item we have is item 8 for an ordinance. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-16. This is to establish emergency powers. As far as I know, I don't see anything that is really coming up that we're going to actually even need to use it for, but just in the event we do, things change rapidly, so that's kind of the reason that we're putting this in place, and is mostly in case we need it. But this is an emergency ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho, establishing emergency powers and making findings and setting forth the authority, purpose, intent, scope, and providing for a title, and providing ordinance definitions, and providing for describing public health emergency orders, and establishing a process for enacting public health emergency orders, and establishing the duration of the public health and emergency order, and establishing penalties, providing a savings and severability clause, providing for emergency posting, providing an effective date, and providing a sunset date, and directing the city clerk.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2020-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2020-16. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
I move we approve ordinance number 2020-16.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2020-16. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that carries.
Before I make a motion regarding summary publication, do folks want to just do summary publication? Do we think there's value in including the full text?
I'm good with whatever, I guess.
Could we publish that and then have direction as to where to find the rest of it on the website? Maybe just add on there. Chris, go ahead.
For the summary publication, we can add that the full text is available from the clerk's office and the website, if that would be better, or we can publish in full, whichever council and mayor direction is.
I couldn't fully hear what she said, but it sounded like there would be ample opportunity for us to make folks aware of where they can find the full text. So I'm fine with that, if other folks are.
Yes.
And I therefore move we approve summary publication of ordinance number 2020-16.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance 2020-16. Is there any further discussion on that motion?
Mr. Mayor, members Chief Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just reminding the council, Section 11 has the emergency posting effective date and sunset information in it, but you can direct the summary be published as the motion states. I just draw that section to your attention.
Very good. Thank you. All right. With that, all those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you. So, Mayor and Council announcements. Is there anything anybody wants to announce while we're at this point? So I'll just give you kind of a brief update on where things are at. So the federal government's been changing things quite rapidly, and so the state is actually working with the federal, and then we're working with our local jurisdictions to work with the state. One thing really good about when Brad Little took office, he had, as governor, he directed for us to have liaisons, and it's been really good. It's working really well. When we talk to those folks, we know that those messages are getting to the governor, and that's been very helpful, especially in a time like this. So Bobby Joe Muehlman is actually the one that we speak to the most, and she's very impressive. I'm happy that we got her to be with us. So anyway, so it has been a little bit of a different thing. So when we had most of the emergencies that we have, so when we had all the snow and we needed to do some things there, we worked with the state was the Idaho Office of Emergency Management, and then we worked directly with Ada City County Emergency Management, and that's how we processed any requests and needs. In this case, this is a health emergency, so Idaho Office of Emergency Management and Ada City County Emergency Management are a part of the process. However, it is going through the health department. Central District Health is our local, and then Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. So we're still working with all the same agencies. It's just that we're going a different route to get where we need to be. As of now, our Public Works Department is good on PP&Es. I think, as Bob reported this morning, they actually had a good supply of that before all this happened, so they were prepared for whatever. As the need arises, we can get some more of that. They've ordered some more hand sanitizer and things like that, but really nothing extraordinary. We're working here in City Hall on making some changes so that applications can be made by email. They can send those to for building permits, for example, to the building department. They can. We have a printer coming in the next few days that will allow them to print out the big plans on the big paper, and that'll work the same for planning and zoning, so they can utilize the same equipment. So we're working on the way we change things. We're working to change things the way we do things here, but we're still in that process. So fairly close into this, so I think they're doing a pretty good job with keeping things caught up in that. But I will be on a call with the governor on Thursday, and we'll see where he's at. And good news is in Ada County, the whole point here is to slow the curve. And the curve actually is the number of cases reported is actually going down, the number of cases per day rather than increasing. So that's a good thing. It means that the social distancing is working, even though it may be at times appearing like it's a lot of people aren't doing what they should be, but. It seems that all the efforts that are being taken in the stores and all of that are at least helpful. We hear of a few cases here and there, but I think everybody's doing a pretty good job with that. So All of that will be played into a decision on what the governor decides he's going to do. As far as the difference right now is that there's only a few days left on the governor's order, and the president changed his to 30 days. And they've left that up kind of state by state because we all know that CUNA is not New York City. So it seems the coastal states are the ones that were kind of hit the hardest with some of this. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't know if by Thursday they'll make a determination of what the state's going to do or not, but we'll see where we're at with that, and then I'll give you an update. So that's kind of where we are with things here today. Everything's going pretty well. I believe, two people in Public Works that are home because they may have had contact, but they're not showing any symptoms. And we do have one person at home that did have contact and is showing minor symptoms. So those people were just kind of keeping away from the rest, and all of that seems to be working, and we're in good shape here. So the city continues to run, and your toilets will still flush. So any questions on any of that from council? If there's anything that you have that you want to talk to different departments about, certainly please feel free to contact any of our directors, or you can contact me, or I don't know. Chief John, were you on?
Yes, sir, I am on.
Okay. Would you want to give council an update on what's going on as far as law enforcement goes? I know that there's been a limited number of people that have called with issues, but I think that our citizens are doing pretty well with that. So I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that or not.
Yes, real quick. First of all, we're happy to report that we have nobody out sick. That's one of our primary concerns. And, you know, we really looked into options to keep them away from their family if we did have a contamination. And so all those mitigation efforts so far are working great. As far as the calls for service, you know, we got a lot of different boys. Since the governor's order came out, there was a little bit of a learning curve to utilize the best level of, you know, education and enforcement and even interpretation. I think, you know, that same day that order came out, I think the governor got asked a bunch of questions by one of our local reporters, and there were several that he could not answer at that time because we were kind of looking to the state attorney general's office to give us some answers. And so as the days went on, we got better at, you know, where we should educate and what to leave alone. I think a good example was even, you know, fishing in the ponds. I think the first couple days we interpreted and that's my fault for not reading the whole thing completely. We interpreted fishing, for example, to be not one of the exceptions, like exercising. And so there was somebody we educated at the pond, and you know, I appreciate the heads up on that, and we were able to, you know, like I said, it was kind of a work in progress as far as making sure that we are still able to have that community support, that we're in this together, and we want that goodwill with the community that we work so hard for every day, and so it was, you know, I'm just happy to report that all of our businesses have cooperated, and we see a community that just, you know, that I think we're in this together, and I think for the most part, you know, we do have, you know, we have a few that we're having, seems like we're having more, you know, juvenile issues as the days go on, and you know, we've had a couple bad domestics, but other than the occasional sad call, I think I'm really, really happy with how the community's kind of come together and voluntarily complied with most of the regulations.
Good. Thank you, Chief.
You bet.
Did any of the council have anything they wanted to say or add or ask? Okay. Well, not hearing anything. Like I said, if there's ever any questions that come up, please don't hesitate to ask. We just want to make sure that everybody knows that we're in good shape and there's no need for anybody to panic about anything. So we'll just keep moving forward and get through this thing as quickly as possible. So, again, please feel free to let us know if you need to know anything. So I appreciate your participation in our very first phone call council meeting. So have a great rest of your day, and we will call this meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mayor.